You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, this is me, Arnob, and you're listening to the podcast, it's Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. And I'm talking about the past pay-per-view is that New Japan Pro Wrestling, the new beginning in Osaka, 2023. If I talking about this pay-per-view, it was like that. I never watched this New Japan Pro Wrestling because they're in all over the world. How many wrestling shows you watch? Even how many wrestling shows you heard about that? I researched that there are more than 50 to 80 wrestling shows in all over the world, including each and every continent, each and every state, each and every cities, so much. And even in India also, there was also a local wrestling competition. But to be honest, it was really a great thing at all. If I talk about the new beginning in Osaka 2023, it was like that. This pay-per-view was really fantastic. And it was album Osaka Japan 2023. And it was like everything else. And there's the English commentary. It was also Kevin Kelly, Chris Carrington, and Gino Zambello. The most disappointing thing is New Japan Pro Wrestling was aired on Discovery Sports, or you can just say you can watch on One Sports or Eurosports, but you can't watch those pay-per-views. I think you need to buy a subscription, or you need to purchase, you need to rent this show on FITE TV, so you can't watch this on free of cost. So there's some disappointment, and even some shows you can't watch over there. That's the real disappointing and all. But I think it's gonna be a legal basis. So there are only 8 shows. The last match of Arabic. The first match is Inner Empire versus Toriano and Oscar Libby. It's a tag team match. It's a singles tag team match. This doesn't have any championship match. If I'm talking about that, I saw this match, it was like they're both fantastic, and even the United Empire, the king of the United Empire is Will Ospreay, and Will Ospreay was a fantastic and fabulous wrestler, and he proves so many times. Yes, I'm talking about he's proved so many times, and he deserves a king. But he also mentioned about that he's not joining WWE because right now he's in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Well, I think it's time WWE should think about this wrestler's new Will Ospreay, because he is right now a highest top position. He defeats Kenny Omega, he defeats so many wrestlers, and Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay, the biggest rival in this wrestling entertainment in without a WWE, if you're thinking that WWE is everything, I don't think. Because if you come out to the WWE, you will see so many companies that are running wide, that are aired on television, that are aired everything on the internet, on the social media. You will see so many. I know that WWE was in the bottom of my heart. WWE is in the bottom of the blood. WWE is in the bottom line, everything. But I think you need to know about those things. There are some wrestling companies like All Elite Wrestling, New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, AJPW. We just say everything. I just forgot about that. The continuously wrestling, and even the independent circuits. So these are those companies that the flashing in, just flashing in all and everything with Winnight. So United Empire, if I'm talking about that, they played a very wonderful match. And if I think about, so I really love it about this United Empire. They have the defending and undisputed champions also here, and this video tag team champions is also here. But I think the World Cup should fighter, everything. Finally, United Empire defeated Toriano and then Osaka, so Oscar Levy. And if I see those rises, like loss, Inigo Barnabas, the Japan, versus Tomoaki, Onma, Shota Umino, Tiger Mask, and Ryusuke Taguchi. It's an 8-man tag team match.
This was really
a mind-blowing match. And even though some popular wrestlers like Tetsuya Naito, Sanada, Hiromu Takahashi, and Bushi was also there. There was also legendary superstars.
When we're talking about the Tetsuya Naito, he's also a deserving star. And even I saw matches like Tetsuya Naito, what the biggest rivalry against Hiroshi Tanahashi, Sanada, and even Hiromu Takahashi, and even Taji Ishimori was also here, I think.
And Kenta was also here. And even you know about Kenta, I'm talking about Hideo Itami in WWE NXT. And even he was deserving of Kenta. But I think WWE should bring the Kenta net. I think the baddest thing is WWE is changing the name from Kenta to Hideo Itami. But the problem is that you should focus about the character. What character is actually walking it, and which character is really, really suitable for that? That's the main important thing. Because you were thinking that the character is changing, is everything changing. Not like Gunther was doing it anymore, but WWE is promoting Gunther as an Intercontinental Championship. It was the longest Intercontinental Championship after a long time, and even WWE was doing this great right now as a championship wrestlers. They're promoting longest reign of United States Championship as Austin Theory, and they're promoting longest reigning championship as Gunther, where Walter was also there. Walter, the same as Gunther, but right now WWE deserves Gunther to be here. So Gunther's life was very long week since, and maybe will have it.
If I talk about those Sanada and those matches with Tiger Mask, and when Tiger Mask was really a fantastic wrestler with everything,
I just believe about that. And when they faced and bad and all that, lost Hingo Webbles, Japan finally won this match. If I talk about the third match, Taiji Ishimori versus Blaster Wato by pinfall. We're talking about Taiji Ishimori. Taiji Ishimori was also a wonderful wrestler, and even the New Japan Pro, even I believe that each and every New Japan Pro stars is really awesome. You can't forget about that, because there is something a little more awesome, there is something a little more spectacular. And it's in his arena, and he has his own power. War Master Wato, Master Wato was also here. Those things should acknowledge those things. And even Taiji Ishimori should be acknowledged for this singles matches. That's really an imaginary effect. And next match was Hiroshi Tanahashi. And even if I talk more about that, Taiji Ishimori finally defeated Master levels. The next match was Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Kenta. Although, this was really a fantastic match ever in that New Japan referring matches. If you're talking about this match, it's like that Tanahashi and Kenta even was that those teams are prone to subject to pressure.
Jeez.
But when you were talking about that, was things was really an awesome match. But I think it would be a great match. But and Hiroshi Tanahashi was like, he's the greatest player. And even I saw his match against John Moxley, and he ran against MJF. Ronda lost against matches, but he is deserving this. He should play another match. But those teams as the biggest driving server. And I mean, bullshit, but
Sorry to say, it's everything right. But to be honest, I would like to say that he's a AEW world champion, MJF. But I think this is the biggest mistake of all. He is not deserving anymore, but he is just shouting, blah, 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 like that. Just doing things, but I think it should make things more awesome. I think it would be able to house fight. So, Hiroshi Tanahashi and Kenta, if I talk more about this match, was really wonderful and peaceful match. And even if you want to say about that, something whole and more related fiction and so on, we can it. And Kenta was also a Bullet Club member. So there are so many Bullet Club members who are spreading in the wrestling business, not only in New Japan, we see on Bullet Club with the style like everything. I mean, also, really, when Hiroshi Tanahashi was even very, very interesting wrestler at all, I just really talk. The next it was finally Hiroshi Tanahashi and the space. This was a never open rate 6-month tag team championship match. It is Minoru Suzuki, El Desperado, and that night was his house of torture. Minoru Suzuki was a gigantic wrestler. But Inusa is similar, but he's had again, the hair design was the was really people who said that he has tattooed his hair, but no, his hair was not tabby. So he's a genius like that. But even if you're thinking that Minoru Suzuki is a danger wrestler, and he also played on Defy as well, also here. And I think, and he deserves a, if I'm talking about that, he deserves a hardcore match. And so it's my belief, I was telling you. And even Henry Desperado and even I saw him were open. Kiyosuke and Kami is in there is El Desperado, and he's a professional wrestler. And he's a former IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Those kind of things, it was believed that something a little bit interesting at all these matches. So it was really an awesome Hemnarita, if I talk about it, is also a former NJPW 6-month tag team champion. On the run that they saw anywhere. I think WWE should bring the 6-month tag team championship. I could just say AEW also brought a title champion. So I think WWE should bring with champions as well. Because yes, was a future at all. So I physically be a dog. Personally with it. At the 6-month tag team championship to be kept awesome. And then the Young Bulls, Kenny Miller was also here. And that was really entertaining and awesome. But the main matter of fact is this Forbidden Door. Yes, I'm talking about this Forbidden Door was really and very interesting, I read. Yes, it's very interesting now. Following and rule, so they had it. It's an inventing at all. Then even Minos is a key elder, and then Naika also for here. They faced a very long time, and even they're trying to throw some things at all. But I don't have any idea what's going on. And even I'm talking about Hikori, I was telling to Jay White. Hikori finally defeated Jay White, and this match was a very dangerous match. Well, the Russell Liz Japan match. For talking about this match, I saw this match. And even
why Jay White leaves Japan?
Okay.
Here's the question. Answer is, Jay White's contract was expiring very soon. That's why he vacated his title. First of all, he lost two matches. The first match, he lost his condition as loser leaves New Japan Pro Wrestling. Loser leaves New Japan Pro Wrestling against Eddie Kingston. The first day. The second thing is Mick Foley versus Jay White. Loser with Japan. Mick Foley finally successfully defeated Jay White. And Mick Foley never ever believed that Mick Foley was the greatest and tallest wrestler at all. And I think Mick Foley should sign David Lee. Mick Foley and his brother is a say Tawatonga, Tangaloa. These 3 years should come to sign in WWE. I think it would be the best for business. First of all, Jay White lost to Rico Leo for loser leaves Japan. And the second thing is, Rico Leo lost against... Sorry. Jay White lost against Rico Leo for loser leaves Japan, and Jay White lost against Eddie Kingston for loser leaves New Japan for wrestling. And finally, his New Japan destiny is over. And after that, his contract is not running anymore. He is not going to Japan. He is living in Japan. Right now he's America, and he's signed. I think he should sign in WWE. But I think the AEW takes a very big and good decision to sign Jay White in AEW. I think why he signed anyone, Chris Robinson was also in it. The main factor it is that the main story then AEW has created a very wonderful addition for Jay White. And it's implementing a lighter air. But the main problem is that the storyline was not so interesting at all. That's the main problem is that when we were faced against the AEW coalition, CM Punk and CMFTR, and even FTR was also here. What does the mean about that? Okay, this is simply a blockbuster, but I think, in my opinion, it's not a blockbuster at all. I think Jay White should deserve. And I saw Jay White's matches like that. Jay White was also here in Jay White was also here in New Japan. Jay White's rivalries was very fantastic at all. But the main problem is that Jay White is struggling, I think, in AEW. It's my opinion. Jay White should come and play and WWE, first of all, he needs to join in NXT. The second is that he needs to join in NXT after the shooting to WWE, like they like to be a good time. And all. So that's the main thing, instead. So, what's the really big effect, mental effect, is it? And even if I'm talking about that, take all your final decision, Jay White. And the next fight, it was the Tamatonga versus Alexander Kasnet. It was a singles match for Never Open World Championship. Carl Anderson lost to Tamatonga for Never Open World Championship, first of all. After that, Tamatonga was the Never Open World Championship, and he deserves a Never Open World Championship at all. After these matches, Tamatonga was a great advantage, but I also got that news that Tamatonga, the WWE is knocking hard to Tamatonga's door to come into the WWE. I think, which would be a great thing and all. Anyway, WWE is also interested to sign Hikuleo also. Because they say there are great qualities I think no one to get. But I think WWE should sign those popular stars like Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, Tama Tonga, Pico Leo, and even those referees like and Zack Sabre Jr. And he played with Zack Sabre Jr. as a, you could just say, a thief. And Zack Sabre Jr. played a WWE Cruiserweight Classics tournament also in Saudi Arabia. But after losing a tournament, he never came back. And even every division signed the popular Japanese wrestlers. But even so many problematizes that Shinsuke Nakamura, number one WWE World Heavyweight Champion, but he won Intercontinental Champion. He won Intercontinental Champion first day. He won WWE US Champion also. But the most important thing is Shinsuke Nakamura deserves, as a Japanese wrestler, he deserves a WWE World Heavyweight Champion, but he lost against AJ Styles. But he won the 20... Yeah, sorry, I just forgot about that. He won the WWE Royal Rumble was also won. The really problem it was. But really sad to see that. I think the WWE should consider to make Shinsuke Nakamura's career as a big wrestler at all. I think one chance should you. Nothing to always said. I think it would be a greater stress up. He still deserves. And I will support Shinsuke Nakamura at all. And then if we're talking about Tama Tonga, finally he defeats Elson Master. Tama Tonga was a great wrestler at all, and he still deserves. And people are thinking about that Tama Tonga is comparing with Roman Reigns because his looks. First of all, Roman Reigns and Tama Tonga still not be a similar and still not gonna be compared. Or yes, you can compare by his styles, his looks, but you can't compare as an athleticism role because Roman Reigns is a 1,000 kinds, or 1,000 undefeated streak, undisputed WWE champion. But I think Tama Tonga was also a deserving. He's a never open weight champion. So that's the matter of it. And even I saw those matches like Kazuchika Okada. Kazuchika Okada was a Shingo Takagi. Kazuchika Okada was a rainmaker. He is the most dangerous wrestler ever. But how Daniel Bryan, how Bryan Danielson defeated Kazuchika Okada? It was really but it was still is questionable that how Brian Benmelsum defeated Kazuchika Okada. Because Kazuchika Okada was the greatest wrestler in New Japan history, and even he fought so many times. But I believe that he lost to another wrestler, but he still deserves a match. And he also had a WGP World Heavyweight Champion. And even if I don't know Shingo Takagi, he was also a British wrestler. But Shingo Takagi lost to Okada, and that was the most important thing I watched. First to go Okada with this. So I think I will give 3 out of 5 stars because some two only two matches, and it was something boring like that. But New Japan was the greatest match at all. The Japan each and every wrestling matches was really a most watchable matches ever. So I personally believe that. So you just follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and even I opened the Threads account. You can follow me for if you want to ask questions regarding to each and every questions, then you can ask about that. So I think it would be a good at all. So that's the ending of the True Rest podcast, and please follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many more. And Stitcher also available here, and you can follow me. Okay, that's the True Rest ending. Thank you so much. Bye. We will see you on the next podcast.